This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Moondoggies every Wednesday night at 7:30. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moondoggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Woo! Got a nice little turnout tonight, Coach.
Yeah, nice little turnout.
Coach, you got a history lesson last Friday night. You got to go back and you got to relive what football was like in the first quarter back in 1935.
The single wing?
The single wing.
The single one. We don't know who the ball is. I don't know. That was out of the Notre Dame box.
I don't know what it was.
It could have been the Notre Dame box when you go back and you looked at the way they were doing.
Because me and the gridiron professor, we were up there shaking our head because we thought they were kind of a spread team going into the game.
Oh, they were. They were a spread team going into the game. They lost their quarterback the week before. They weren't real confident in their backup quarterback, so they decided to go with a Wildcat-type look and have their running backs in the back taking the right snaps. And they figured they'd have the most success getting in the formation they did and trying to run it down their throats, which worked for the first quarter.
Of all the years, how long have you been coaching football now?
Wow, since 1997.
Have you ever seen a team take possession of the football and hold it for an entire quarter?
Not the entire quarter, close, but never the entire quarter.
I've never seen that either.
That's the first I've ever seen.
We couldn't even get our radio commercial breaks in the first quarter, so we had to take a 2-minute break at the end of the quarter instead of our regular minute break.
I could see it happening on a JV level or maybe at a middle school where the time is shortened, but not when you have the whole 12 minutes.
So we go on the road, Coach, and we beat South Effingham 38-6 to go to 4-2 on the season. Even after the first quarter, your thoughts on the football game? Had to be pleased with the win.
Oh, definitely was pleased the way the team responded after that beginning, that first drive, you know, we had to make some adjustments. We didn't get the adjustments made until after the defense got off the field, but the adjustments that needed to be made were made. The offense scored pretty much at will, and our special team was really good, so definitely pleased with the way the entire team decided to play the game on Friday.
Coach, your offense now is starting to be very, very balanced. You're throwing the football very good. You're running the football very good. You got to be pleased with the evolution of the offense so far.
I am. We want to be a balanced football team, Kip. We know we have a very good offensive line. We know we have good running backs. But, you know, our quarterback play has gotten better and better every week. You really saw it. You see it in practice daily, the way he's coming on. And he's starting to utilize his receivers better. And it's going to get more balanced as it moves forward. And that's going to help us run the playoffs.
Talk about KJ Lee, Coach, and how he's improved during the season. He's gotten better and better every week as the season goes on. I think the light came on in the Glenn Academy game.
The game slowed down for him. That was the big key. He's starting to understand his reprogressions a little bit better. He's understanding his reprogressions. The timing with the receivers are getting better. You know, that's something that we miss in the summertime. You do a lot of 7-on-7s and you do a lot of stuff in the passing game in the summertime that we didn't have with us. So you had to watch his progression and him get better as the weeks went on during the regular season.
The run game, Coach, with those running backs, you know, Jacoby's back now, and you know, we're getting better and better running the football. And the offensive line held up real well against a team that blitzed a lot last Friday night as well.
They did. They blitzed a whole bunch. And, you know, I like their formula of what they did. If you were one-dimensional, it would have worked. That's why we're glad the passing game worked the way it did. They tried to bring one more person than you had to block the entire night. So if we had a 6-man protection in, they were going to try to bring 7. We had 5-man protection, they were going to try to bring 6. and they're just trying to get there to add one more person to the box to stop the run and to get the stop it before the run game actually got started. So we did struggle a little bit in the run. We still ran for 165 yards. So we did have a good night running the football, but the yards didn't come that easy. We had to work for them. And then also it just, by them doing that, it left them vulnerable in the secondary, and we were able to take advantage of that.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, our wide receivers, Xavier Bean had like the highlight reel catch on Channel 11 in Savannah Friday night. Tyrese Jones, two catches for two touchdowns, 120 yards, 91 and 29. So we're making big plays in the passing game now.
Yeah, Tyrese's last three times he touched the ball, he's ended up in the end zone. So that's pretty impressive. Those are a 76-yarder, or 74, something like that. A 33-yard screen that he took to the house, and then a 91-yard jet that he took off. So
I added it up, Coach. Three catches, 197 yards, and three touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's pretty efficient.
That's pretty hard to beat. Yeah, he's doing really good. You know, you would think us as coaches would get the ball to him a little bit more. So hopefully you're going to see a little bit more action out of that young man.
We're 4-2 on the season, Coach. Where are we as a football team? Are we further along than you thought, or are you think our record should be better? Just where are we as a football team? The state of the Pirate Union.
Well, I always think we can do better, you know, than what we are. I think we are progressing nicely. We are getting better every week. And then we just got to continue to do that. Right now we're, six games in, and we have four more games left in the regular season. We're going to take it one game at a time. Every one of these games are very important. This is a homecoming game right here that we're amped up, ready to play. I do feel we're playing against another team that will be a playoff contender in our region, and we have to show up and play well.
Coach, before we go to the first break, special teams, kicking the ball in the end zone, we're close to returning one. We haven't blocked a kick yet, have we, this season? So
No blocked kicks. We haven't returned any yet for touchdowns, but the actual kicking game itself, the return game, it's doing solid, but we haven't, you know. But one of the reasons we haven't returned one, because we have some explosive players back there, is they're not kicking to us. If they can kick it deep, they kick it in the end zone, or they're kicking little onside kicks or little bloop kicks. They're not actually giving our returners a chance to return it, because I like it when Amarion has the ball in his hands.
Yes.
Or Tyrese. Both those guys are very explosive. You can see what they do. They're deep men. But so far, they're not getting very many opportunities. Now, the kick game, you know, our punter, I can't say enough. I don't know exactly how they do the ratings, the Maxwell ratings, but our punter is rated the number one punter right now in 6A. It has to do with pinning the opponents inside the 10-yard line or inside the 20. And then also the distance he's getting, his average per punt. So he's doing a really good job there. And the lack of return yards he's given up. So if he continues to punt like that, that's definitely a dangerous weapon. And then, of course, Kyle Rayburn. He was actually one of our players of the week. You know, we decided to give it to a special teams guy. This is another game where he made another field goal. So he's getting better and better there. He's kicked the ball in the end zone majority of the time. And, of course, he has perfect organization points.
So you're to the point as a head coach where you get down there and your offense sputters, and you're in that range, you have no second thought about sending out the field goal unit now.
Not this year. You know, this is the first time since we've been at Brunswick we actually had a weapon that we could count on where if we get inside the 20-yard line.
So when we come back from break, we'll have more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kim Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Coach, our defense outside the first drive only gave up 6 points, so you had to be very, very pleased with what the scoreboard read at the end of the game.
Definitely pleased with the scoreboard ran, but, you know, we have some stuff that we have to fix there, and our coaches know it, our players know it, and it was exploited a little bit in the Glenn game with two long drives that we weren't getting off the field on third down. Very important. We've been stressing it. Hopefully we'll do a better job with it this week. We did a lot better job with it after the first quarter. Our defense shut them down, made the adjustments that they needed to make. But we got the money down for a reason. And we got to get off the field on the third down. So we got to address that. And then the power run game, we got to take on the power a little bit better and do a better job there. But besides that, he was playing real well.
Power run game, what do you have to do to slow down the run game? You have to put more guys in the box? What are some of the things you're working on?
Just better technique. When what teams are starting to do is they'll put a tight end in regard to sniffer or an H-back in the blocking, and they'll run power to the strong side. And some teams slant and do different things to try to take it away. But what we do schematically, it's there. But we have to take on blocks. We have to chop down offensive linemen that are pulling. We got to cause piles. We can't. If our defensive end is supposed to maintain gap integrity, he's got to stay there and maintain it and defend that gap. He can't get washed all the way down. So we just got to get better on our fundamentals in that aspect. And once we secure those fundamentals, we are capable of doing it, kid. We just sometimes get a little lackadaisical. We'll have a linebacker run up field. They'll get him loud to kick out. He's got to understand the use skill technique. Our defensive line sometimes will turn his shoulders and now allow him to get washed. He's got to stay square. Those little things we just got to fix. And once we get them fixed, we'll be working on him.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Coach. I had a hard time picking up that counter in the press box.
Oh, they were running. Yeah, they did a good job with it.
Yeah.
Because part of the problem that they were doing was you didn't know which running back got the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they kept shifting back and forth, and they were so close to the line of scrimmage and wearing those dark jerseys. It was hard for us to see it. So our defensive line and our linebackers, they had to do a good job of reading the guards and reading the tackles and seeing whether they were going to pull to run power or they're pulling to run counter.
It looked like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looked like they were doing direct snaps to the running backs, direct snaps to the quarterback. You never knew where the snap was going.
That's right, and there were two running backs that were side by side.
Yeah.
And they kept shifting back and forth. And sometimes they would shift, and one running back would get it, they'd shift the other way, the other running back would get it, or one would have it and hand it off to another one. It was just, Yeah, it was a nice little game plan that they had, and it just took us a minute to get it right. And once we figured it out, we pretty much stuck in the rest of the night.
They couldn't throw the ball on us at all. So,
not at all. Yeah.
So you ended zero. Up putting like 9 guys in the box to stop the run.
Yeah, that was something what I talked to our defensive staff about. I wanted to just take the corners out of the game and just put extra linebackers in the game and have the safeties just man up on the 2 guys on the head because they weren't throwing the ball to them. And I'd rather have the safeties in there because they were better run stoppers. But we stuck with our game plan with the players that we had out there, and it worked.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. At this stage of the season, Coach, I'm going to ask you to assign a grade like a teacher. Grade your offense so far on the season.
All right, now you know I'm a little tougher on that.
Okay.
I am feeling generous tonight, and I'll give the offense a B.
Okay.
I'll give us a B because we are improving. You know, it's, you know, beginning of the year, we were struggling a little bit. The run game's been there, but we're starting to prove, become more balanced is what we want to do. I want to end up with a little bit more points on the board. A good solid D effort is what I'll give our offense. On the season, not just one.
On the season. B for the season. Defensively, give us a grade for the season.
Oh, man. There's times I want to give them a B plus, but not with three drives that were over 90 yards that we have to correct. And after this week, if I feel we correct them, I'll move the grade up to a B plus. But right now, because of those 3 drives, I'm sticking with a B minus.
So, well, you didn't have to punt the ball. Special teams, grade on special teams.
You don't have to punt the ball. That's an A.
That's an A
on special teams. So right now, our kicking, I'm going to break the special teams up into kick game and return game. Kick game, an A.
Okay.
Return game, I'll go a C plus. Or high C, but maybe not quite a C plus.
Are you expecting Statesboro to kick the ball to us this week?
No, they can kick it deep. They kick it deep because they have the ability to put it in the end zone. Since they do have the ability, they might take a shot, and hopefully they'll come up short when we're returning to our team. But they do boot kick it as well.
All right, we'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Aerojusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by our host, Moondoggies. Coach's homecoming week. What is homecoming? Just talk about homecoming as a football coach.
Well, it's an exciting time for the fans. You know, it's an exciting time for the community and definitely the student body. You know, they really get into it. Our student body really has gotten into homecoming this year. All the things they're doing in the school, and especially go down that back hall. There's a back hall down there that's mostly the social studies teachers, and a few other teachers are sprinkled in there. But they get down for homecoming week. The halls are all decorated all throughout the school. The kids, they all do a theme. I think today's theme was Decade Day.
Decade Day.
A lot of 80s, 70s, 60s, a couple 50s in there. But some of them went like way back to like George Washington.
Really?
Oh yeah. But anyway, it was a good time. They had a good time with all that. But you know, the grand finale and what makes all homecomings really work is the main event is the football game. And it's important, you know, that you win your homecoming game. You know, so that's our role. So I talk to our kids, you know, hey, don't get caught up in all the festivities. You know, you're part of the show and you are the main event. Your job for homecoming is to win this football game.
Well, it sucks to lose a homecoming.
No, you don't want to do it. And I like our theme this year. You know, we're the Pirates, and you know, Pirates like to hunt for that gold, and we got something called the Gold Rush, and that's what our theme is.
Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush. Blue by night, blue by day, gold by night, and
awesome.
we're gonna go looking for that gold.
So homecoming, so we'll crown. We won't have a dance until 2021. I think we'll crown a queen and a king on Friday night, right?
You're right. But you know what's crazy about not having a dance? This year is the perfect situation for teachers to have, you know, to actually chaperone a dance, because they got to stay 6 feet away. I know as a dad, you know, of girls, I definitely would be supportive of a dance, because now they got to dance from across the room, you know, when they dance with each other. So I would have been supportive of a homecoming dance this year.
Yeah, I'd be all for that myself. Yeah. Coach, a little off topic here. You know, I do a radio show on Saturday morning called the Jason Bishop Show. And every week, second segment of the show, we have what we call a Jason Bishop's power rankings. That's how he says it on the radio. And nobody can figure out the parameters and the formula for this poll. So I just be interested. You tune in on Facebook Live a lot and you listen to the show. Have you figured out what the parameters are?
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out, because you know, maybe he says power like that because it's not a true power.
Yeah.
You know, there's something wrong with it. But my wife and I were talking, and she figured out where Jason got his formula from. And it was, you know, we all know that he went to the little red brick house,
yes,
you know, school, and that's where his education,
yes,
is from. But, you know, we know he went, you know, off to college and had another place to learn. And my wife did a little bit of research and found out the school that he went to and where he possibly learned it. And that was the Derek Zoolander Center for Children Who Can't Read Good and Want to Learn to Do Other Stuff Good Too.
Wow. I'm loving this show, Coach. I'm loving this show. You want to say that one more time? Say it one more time.
All right. Jason Bishop's graduate school, and this is where he came up with this formula.
Okay.
It's the Derek Zoolander Center for Children Who Can't Read Good and Want to Learn to Do Other Stuff Good Too.
Wow. I'm going to make sure. I'm gonna get that piece of paper right now. I'm going to take it with me to the show on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to put it live over K-Bay down in Camden County.
So. Well, people will figure it out.
Yeah,
they don't understand why certain people aren't on the power rankings. It's just, you know, Jason's formula. It's a little whack.
It's a little out of whack. He doesn't even know the geographical area of his poll either.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's got to learn some geography. So, Statesboro Blue Devils, Coach, back to back. Go ahead.
No, that's good. He needs to go back to school with Billy Madison.
Nice. That was the first lady of pirate football,
right,
with that little tidbit.
Oh, yeah. She's in a whisper in my ear, but she won't get on the mic.
That is good stuff. All right, Coach, Statesboro's coming in Friday night, homecoming. They're due for a breakout game.
No, they're not.
Well, let's hope not. They're 1-4.
That's right. They're not due.
But they have the potential for a breakout game.
They do. They're a very talented team. They got a very big offensive line. They got talented running backs. Their quarterback's legit. Now he's good. He does a lot of really good things. He's a dual threat kid. He can throw the ball well. He can run the ball well. So our defense does a lot to be ready, to get ready for it. And then offensively, again, they got a big nose guard. They have two other defensive linemen that get after it. They're fast, they're competitive. It's case for them. They always have good linebackers. So they're very athletic on the defense side of the ball. They're big, they're fast. They just got to put it together. But we don't need them to put it together this week. They're not due. We're due. We're due to have a good game.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, what do we have to do to win this football game on Friday?
Keep doing what we're doing here. We got to keep getting better every week, and we got to make sure we fix the mistakes that we've been making. We got to get better, like we talked about on the defensive side of the ball. We have to get off the field on third down. We have to stay strong in the kicking game. Make them have to travel the length of the field, not give up big plays. We have to win the kicking game, and then of course offensively, we have to stay balanced. I think if we stay balanced, doing what we're doing, not turning the ball over, and finishing drives with touchdowns, we'll be in good shape to win this ball game.
All right, Coach, we're 2-0 in the region, and I know you wanted one of the keys to the season was to get off to a good start in the region. We're 2-0. We can get this game Friday night. We go to 3-0, and we are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, this is a big game for us. Again, I think Statesboro is the type of team that will be able to contend for a playoff spot in our region. I really believe they're going to be in the playoffs. So it's a playoff caliber type team, and we have to be ready to play playoff caliber type ball.
All right, Coach, any last comments before we wrap it up here tonight for Moondog?
Just make sure we keep supporting our Pirates and keep coming to the games and show up in groves. Don't pay attention to the COVID rules. Come on out. Our stadium is plenty big enough that we won't be able to fill it up to the capacity, that the tickets won't be sold out. So make sure you're there. Tailgate, have a good time, and be ready to cheer your Pirates on come Friday night.
It's homecoming at Glenn County Stadium. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us every week here at Moondog is at 7:30 p.m. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach...